Forrest Lucas. I'm the president, owner, CEO, whatever you want to say, about Lucas Oil Products and all the things we own.
And of course, you're the executive producer of Running Wild. Tell me about Running Wild.
Running Wild is it was something we started making these movies because we wanted to bring a message out to people and have the message in the movie. Tonight this was about the way horses are treated in the western lands because they're overpopulated. And we had a very good cast. Sharon Stone was the premier person there on it. But it's a very interesting show and professionally done. But that it gets a message out. The people watch that. It's hard to tell them about all the crazy stuff going on in America right now with animal rights extremists. But these movies tell it. If you saw The Dog Lover, that was about dogs. And that message came across very clear. But this got a lot more interest than the dog movie did. So this is, everybody in Hollywood loved the show.
What were you trying to say with this motion picture?
Basically, you know, we have an overpopulation of horses in the country. The average person, you know, although our horse population is about half what it was, several years ago, a person could sell their horse and get, you know, $800,000 just for meat, you know, if nothing else, to take to sale barn. They eventually get butchered, and the meat would go overseas. And every place in the world eats meat, horse meat, except the United States. But that was the way we kept control of our population. If you didn't need it, you don't have the money to feed it, you can get rid of it. It never has to starve. After that, when the horses became worthless because, you know, they passed a law that made them worthless, you know, that you couldn't sell them, you couldn't butcher them anymore. So they had no value. So consequently, lots and lots of horses and people were hurt by it because the people were trying to feed horses that need to be feeding their kids, or their horses had to do without, and a lot of people got caught up and went to jail and stuff like that because they couldn't feed their horses and nobody would take them, even free. So that all went all the way to the West Coast big time out there and all that BLM land, you know, millions of acres of land out there that the animal rights guys wants to keep cattle off of because they want us to quit eating meat. And the way to ruin all that land is by let the horses overpopulate it. And that's the message we're trying to get out. It's hard to tell all that to somebody and have your listeners here understand that, but the movie shows it.
Yeah. So as an executive producer of a movie, what does it take to get something like this made?
I don't want to go too much in numbers. But it's a few million dollars, at least, you know, somebody else can spend many millions of dollars, you know, but we got a good group there and we're all working like a business. And, Sharon Stone came in and worked for us there because she liked the message herself. And, a lot of other people there working for us because they liked the message, you know, so that makes it. We can probably do it for half what somebody else had to pay for it, you know, or even less. So, and when at first these people in Hollywood first started reading this, they just couldn't believe it. And then they started checking it out, you know, what I was saying to them, and found out, you know, you dig into this thing, yes, it's proof positive. What we're saying is true. So then a lot of them kind of got mad, you know, at these animal rights extremists, you know, which when I say animal rights, I mean, these are people who want the animals to have the same rights as humans got. Therefore, you can't kill them. You can't hurt them. We wouldn't even want to have a dog because then the dog would be able to sue us. And HSUS has actually got a college teaching the lawyers how to sue the plaintiff with a dog, the dog owner, with an animal owner, with the animal being the plaintiff. And when the law passes, which they obviously were sure would pass. Now, I don't think it'll pass now, but, you know, we put a big hurt on them. And now we got the current people we got in D.C., they're very anti-animal rights people themselves.
Yeah. And, of course, you're the founder of Protect the Harvest.
Yes.
So are you getting your message across?
We are. It's a hard one to get across, but actually the easiest way to do it is with the movies. And because that really tells a story. But the more we go, the more other people hear about it and want to tell about it. You know, I mean, the AKC gave Charlotte and I a real nice one-off big award a few months ago. And now we got all kinds of people in the horse industry loving us for what we did. We had a lot of people in Hollywood, you know, a few days ago watching the premiere out there at the Chinese Theater. Lots of them. And they loved what we're doing because their butt's on the line, too. If these animal rights people had their way, there won't be any more zoos, there won't be any more rodeos, there won't be any more horse shows, there won't be any animals of any kind that are doing anything. You know, they got rid of the orcas, they got rid of the elephants, and they got rid of the circuses. So now they think they got everything else done. And they've still got stuff happening that people don't know about. People can't believe that our law, our government would let this happen. And that's what makes it so hard for people to believe. How could our government let something like that happen? This doesn't make any sense. But the government has stood by and let them make it. While they've, on the other hand, they have scared the heck out of people. They've terrorized most people, not here, but Europe. Every place, all over the country, the world, they've got people terrorized with lies. You know, Greenpeace is working in Africa and Pacific areas, you know, telling people that if you eat our grains, our feed, our what's it called, food when you got mixed together, GMOs, our GMO food,
yeah,
that it'll kill you. You absolutely don't eat. And the Europeans the same way. And now we've got Americans in the same way. Don't eat the GMO food. That's crazy. GMOs is what makes it edible, so it makes it good, so it makes your sweet corn sweet and taste good like it does, so it makes our grains so abundant, and we don't have to have all these pesticides, because we'd have a little bit of pesticides instead of having to go out there trying to kill all the bugs off if you didn't have the pesticide, or kill all the weeds out if you didn't have the kind of farming tactics we have now, where we just go out and spray the weeds.
Tell me what your plans are for the future and getting the message across.
Well, we got a plan sort of started here. We got we got people on the internet talking, you know, Facebook and all these kind of things. We're going to grow that part a lot. You know, we've had to change up from the staff we had to a better staff of people doing that. But we've got that under control. And it's just spreading the word, you know, more and more people who find out what we're doing. Like, we had so many horse people come to the Hollywood show, lots of big-time horse shows guys, and they love to death this movie. And the fact that we are doing something is going to save them. So they're willing to help now, and they want to get this message out. So it's just a matter of telling the people about it, just like you're going to tell a lot of people about it with what you're doing, you know? And that's what we need, more and more people. People in Missouri, we started Protect the Harvest right here in Missouri, over Proposition B. Now, I'm probably better known here than I am in Indiana. And the people love me out here for what we've done. We saved agriculture here. If Proposition B had passed, it would have taken in all the ag. Because when our people wrote the Constitution here in Missouri, they used the word pets. And a pet is anything that can live within 15 feet of your house. So consequently, when HUSUS was trying to pass their bill here, they used the word pets in all their stuff. So it would have taken it all out. So we got here just in time to, you know, get it fixed.
Sure.
But yeah. while I was fixing that, I realized we needed somebody had to come out and really take control of this thing.
Yeah.
So I did it.